KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg, live in Studio 1A. Welcome to KUTX After Hours, those of you listening on the airwaves and those of you here in Studio 1A. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you. We truly do appreciate you. And we appreciate Odell Brewing Company for not only sponsoring this gig, but providing the beer. We thank them. And we, yeah, sponsors don't usually get a round of applause. That's pretty cool. And especially cool is what's about to happen, because we're welcoming Ben Dickey back into these studios. Last time he was here with Ethan Hawke and Sybil Rosen, and we were talking about the film Blaze, and he played acoustic. And tonight we've got the full-on band. Not only that, Ben's brand new album, Glimmer on the Outskirts, is released tomorrow. So probably his last gig before the album comes out. And tomorrow we're going to do an in-store, 5 o'clock, Waterloo Records, 6th and Lamar. So we're going to catch up with Ben and the band, but right now, here's one from the new album, Glimmer on the Outskirts, live on KUTX. Thanks for being here, Ben Dickey.
Thank you for having me.
There's malice in a heart of hearts. Says I'm naive and I'm jealous of a palace and a counterpart. Helen perceives the world in her own way, wearing a bright black jacket and a pink parade. She's a good Catholic girl. Ellie, what you doing? You're running off the rails. You're clapping like a kite. Your architecture's free. Stars and gardens, for goodness sake, alive. I'm tired of you. All the crazy things that you do.
That's how it's done. Ben Dickey, live on KUTX. A Glimmer on the Outskirts is the album that comes out tomorrow, and that was Stranger on a Silver Horse. Be amazed.
No, that was actually called Eloise.
Eloise?
Wait, we've switched it up on you.
Oh, man, I'm drawing an arrow over here. Hold on. Eloise. Congratulations, Ben, on the new album.
Thank you very much.
So, for most of us, we became aware of you with the movie Blaze. So there's kind of like the before Blaze and the after Blaze. But there was all this stuff beforehand. There was this band Blood Feathers that did three albums, and you had a record about 3 years ago. Do you feel like the movie is a dividing point for you in your career?
Oh, it's not a dividing point. It's just a acceleration point for sure, you know. I got an extra kick-in engine from it, you know what I mean? I learned a lot about another art form that I was very fond of, so that was also exciting as well, you know. But the movie certainly is a booster.
And this is the first record on a new label, Sex Hawk Black Records. That's Charlie Sexton, Ethan Hawk, and Lewis Black. So that's exciting. They're doing that with Dual Tone. Did that afford you some extra freedom in that you didn't, after the movie, go shop this record around to existing labels? You just kind of were able to do what you wanted?
Yeah. You know, those three fellas, all the work that they've done, you know, speaks for itself, with great integrity. And the notion of shopping it was something that we had connections to. Everybody involved in it had connections to. But it felt like a more adventuresome journey to do it this way. So I was really excited that it happened that way.
And you recorded the album here in Austin at Arlen Studios with the man who played Townes Van Zandt to your Blaze Foley in the film. And today would have been Townes' 75th birthday. I'm talking about Charlie Sexton. Did you guys have any kind of friendship or artistic relationship before this film and then him producing the record?
Happy birthday, Townes. No, I was a gigantic admirer of Charlie for a long, long time. And Ethan did Boyhood with him, and they got to be friendly. And I was envious of his contact with Charlie. And I had many things I would like to visit with Charlie about, the least of them being his gig now. But when we started to make the movie, we had one pick for Townes, and it was Charlie. And he said yes, and that was a big deal. So what that meant for me was that he helped me a bunch. The first thing he did was reach out to me and go, hey, are you ready to do this crazy thing? I don't even know if I'm ready to do this crazy thing. But we sort of bonded in that way. We went down into a strange, wild experience that we both took very seriously and took very great care, because these are people that we love a whole lot. And it was psychedelic. So when you go through something like that with somebody, you get close real fast, you know. So there was no, you know, there wasn't a split second of another idea of what I would want to do making a record-wise. It was always going to be with Charlie.
Where did the title come from, A Glimmer on the Outskirts?
I sent 20 songs to Charlie, and he picked 10. That was his deal, you know. I'm going to pick the 10. So thematically, I didn't have any control over it until we started making it, and I started to reveal itself to me. And hope became a theme that I started seeing. I'm a hopeful person, so most of my records, or most of my songs, have little pieces of hope. But I'm obsessed with what happens in the molecular sense with people when hope arrives. Big hope, you know, or little hope. And the notion of, you know, like a fistful of dollars or something with Clint Eastwood comes over on the horizon. And when all hope is lost, somebody arrives or something arrives. And it sort of hit from that notion. Because, you know, all those people and, you know, the original Magnificent Seven, you know, that glimmer of hope that came with, like, oh, somebody's here to do it. But it really came, they're the ones who figured it out, you know what I mean? Voila, that's how I came up with it.
I like it. It's a vision, and it's reflected in the album cover, too.
Yeah, yeah.
A Glimmer on the Outskirts is out tomorrow from Ben Dickey, and we're going to be together tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Yes, right on.
Waterloo Records at 6th and Lamar for an in-store. And then Tuesday, Ben's going to be part of the showcase we're doing at the Cactus Cafe with our friends from Tennessee, T for Texas, T for Tennessee. And y'all can come out to that. It's a free deal. It's from about noon to 6. And you just finished up a bunch of dates with Hayes Carl. Was that a deal where you were going out solo, or did you get to bring some other players with you?
I'm just going out solo. You know, I'm supporting Hayes and his record and what he's doing. He's got wonderful crowds coming out. We did this kind of like wind-up, warm-up in Texas. We did like 15 shows in Texas. And it was a good way for both of us to get our, you know, tour legs back and start to get ready to... You play in front of people, sometimes your whole idea of what you wanted to play, your set list will change based on the room, you know. You start to remember to listen to the audience. So it was a really cool warm-up, and Hayes is great, his record's great, and that band is fun, they're good people.
This is a great band. I mean, y'all rocked it on that first song. I want to point out John Michael Sheff on the bass, Sam Murphy on guitar, Colin Brooks on drums, yeah. Josh Blue on the keyboards. Our friend Ben Dickey on electric guitar and vocals. Another song from A Glimmer on the Outskirts. And I'm going to let you introduce this one.
It's called I Think It's All Different.
Mm-hmm.
a look in your eyes that can make me go clear. One could be honey and the other could be tea. Won't you swirl me around the caramel cream, my right? Woke up deep in the middle of the night. In my sleep I was writing on the walls and the wires in spite of myself. Heaven could be heaven, hell could be hell. All time torn asunder, reminiscing in an old hotel. Every time I look to the south, rising like a river full of cotton balls. It's hard to deny you've been rooting for the road to wash out. King Kong is coming for steam, gonna steal your ballot, brush your color scheme. Heaven could be heaven, heaven be hell. Better take yourself back to your wicked wishing well. Fair. There's a carnival coming. Could you meet me there? All right, I'm coming home tonight. Heaven could be heaven, hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell. Woke up sleeping in the middle of the day. Something good must be coming my way, but it's over. It's the end of the line. Hell could be heaven and heaven could be hell. I catch you leaning in the dream, I'm gonna push you and you wish you would. Every time you think you're done, catch yourself falling for someone. Tell you everything that you think you wanna hear, alright. King Kong is coming for steam, it's gonna steal you without a push your color scheme. Heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell. Oh, heaven could be heaven and hell could be hell, but I think it's all different than anybody here can tell.
Ben Dickey, It's All Different from the brand new album, A Glimmer on the Outskirts, which comes out tomorrow. I just feel really lucky to have you here mere hours before the record's coming out.
I feel really lucky to be here always, Kelly.
It's really, really fun. We'll see you tomorrow at Water the Records at 5. And then at the Cactus Tuesday, and then what? Are we talking like 9, 11 gigs during South by?
Like approximately 47 shows. It's going to be a tight fit, but we're going to make it happen. It's art. It's all for the art.
Can we list them off individually right now?
Yeah, there's the first one and then the second one.
Oh, okay.
And after that one, there's the third and the fourth one. The fifth one, of course, is going to be hard, but the sixth and seventh are going to be easy. We're playing the Yeti show. Presents Yeti. You know, those famous coolers that keep stuff cold. We're doing the Cactus. We're doing. I'm doing a little thing in Arlen. We're doing the Continental on Saturday.
How about a website?
BenDickeyMusic.com.
There you go.
There's great games. You win. You get $100 free right away. No, it's good. There's all sorts of things happening.
Well, have a good time during South By. Where's home for you now?
Right now, I live in the middle of Cottonfield in Gillam, Louisiana.
You probably won't see it for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, Ben Dickey's been our guest tonight. And really, y'all come out tomorrow to Waterloo Records at 5 if you get a chance. And thanks to Ben and the band. And thanks to a bunch of folks that made this sound great. Cliff Hargrove mixed it for the radio. And Jake Perlman, great house mix tonight. Thank you, Jake. Our multimedia crew was in here filming earlier, so we'll have some footage on the website. And that was Gabriel Perez, assisted by Precious Parker and Tristan Ipok. Our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. KUTX After Hours is sponsored by Odell Brewing Company. Y'all can stick around, right?
Yeah.
All right. More from Ben Dickey here in 1A. You'll find it all soon at KUTX.org.